All right, and we're back today with two very special guests. They are actually both very skilled at the art of drunkenness, to the extent that they both quite often don't remember what happened the previous night.
No,
you always remember?
Always.
You always do remember?
Yes, I've blacked out once in my life.
How many times would you say you've blacked out?
Quite a lot. Okay. I would say true statement for me. I would say
a broad spectrum of drunkenness.
Here's the thing that I've always contended with her is that it's impossible to black out to the point where you don't remember anything, and I think it's just a common excuse to pretend you don't remember what happened.
Not true.
I have blacked out, so I can say that it is true, but I could see it as an excuse also. I could see it as people using it as an excuse. Not that you do.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't get as drunk as you guys have, nor as often, and I've never blacked out myself.
Right.
And there are things sometimes that I've done that I wish I didn't remember.
Right.
But I always do.
Yeah.
Right, but when I say that I'm blacked out, I'm not just saying it as an excuse. I'm definitely blacked out, and I have no clue what happened. There's just, like, gaps in the whole night.
Like, how long
like,
of a
I'm
gap?
Not... Oh. I mean, it can be, you know, a whole hour sometimes.
An hour?
Yeah, I mean, it could be, like, a big chunk of the night where I'm completely blacked out. Like, I'm not saying that I'm blacked out just as an excuse for not wanting to own up to something that I did. I really just do not remember.
Don't you think it's suspect that you tend to black out during the most pivotal moments?
Well, I mean, suspect, for me, no, because usually the most pivotal moments happen when I'm the most drunk, I would say. So it makes sense.
Does it worry you that you black out so much? Do you ever feel like maybe you should slow down?
No.
Lay off on that 34th drink?
No, it doesn't. I mean, to be honest, I mean, it's so natural for me, like, which is pretty bad to say, but I can slip into that blackout stage even if I'm not drinking a ton. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just my I'm used to it, but it doesn't really worry me. It happens a lot, quite a lot, I would say.
I would check that out. I would just check it out. I would go to a doctor and say, you know, I black out a lot.
I think the reason why it might seem like it's such a big deal is because most of our friends don't drink heavily, I feel like. But I feel like if we were to hang out with a...
Why are we talking about this?
Well, let's talk about what happened last night.
Oh. But I didn't black out last night.
No one did.
You did not black out, but there's a lot of things you don't remember.
Well, not because I blacked out, just because I wasn't there.
Right. So let's start with the foundation of what happened yesterday. What happened, George?
So start from the beginning. I basically invited one of my friends to come out with us.
A male.
A male, yes. And what happened was, so we were all hanging out at this wine bar, and then he shows up, and what happens is he also brought along three of his other friends, which none of us knew they were coming. Not even me. I didn't even know either. So he basically brought himself and three of his friends.
So he didn't tell you at all that he was going to bring anyone?
No.
He just said, I'm coming. I'll see you soon.
Yep.
Got it.
Red flag. Okay, continue.
Red flag. So what happened was, he shows up with his friends, you know, we're all sitting around the table with taking sake shots, whatever. And then I guess there was some issue with the fact that they were also drinking from the sake bottle. And then at the very end, when we were all leaving and the bill came, one guy put in $20. And then a second guy, I was told, but I didn't see this with my own eyes, basically took a dollar bill, folded it very neatly, and then put it into the cup. With the receipt.
So again.
Another red flag?
Yes.
Triple red flag.
Who does that? Who puts in a dollar? Who puts in a dollar for anything? What's a dollar these days? Like, let's say we're pulling money and, you know, we had something to eat. What costs a dollar these days?
You just don't put in anything.
No, but the thing is, so they had bought all of their drinks separately at the bar, right? So none of their drinks were actually on our tab.
But they were clearly drinking.
Correct. But that's why they put in the $20. And my thing is, there's no way that he would only put in a dollar to pay for his share of the drinks. I'm saying that I think he put it in just because maybe that was all the cash that he had. And he felt bad. And he was like, let me just contribute this bit. Like, I don't think he did it to basically contribute the dollar. Just what I'm saying. Based off what I know about him. And this was my friend that actually did this. So I actually know him.
I mean, the thing is that they weren't very polite, perhaps. Because later on in the evening, something else happened concerning alcohol.
Oh, right, right. Apparently, a couple of our friends had bought drinks, multiple drinks for the group. Not necessarily them, but drinks. And the drinks were on the bar, and apparently they just came over and grabbed them. Like, it was for the group, and they were in the group, supposedly, and they took them.
Without asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I'm not defending them, but what I'm saying is that I think basically we were all standing around at the dance floor, and basically whoever was buying the drinks at the bar sort of made this waving motion for all of us to come over and take drinks. And so I think maybe they just kind of misconstrued it to think that, oh, okay, like they're buying drinks for all of us. But what I'm saying is, you know, when they went in to grab those drinks and they weren't meant for them, someone should have just said, hey, those aren't for you, basically.
But at that point, you can't be like, no, put those drinks down. They're not for you.
Yeah.
If they take it, it's not worth it to tell them those drinks aren't yours. It's done. They took it. The deed is done.
And I think what we should do is actually rewind to earlier in the evening before we actually went to the club, because we're at the wine bar, and then you invited these people.
One person,
but really four guys. And back to her house, and I was trying to stage a walkout.
Unsuccessfully.
Well, unsuccessful because
you never told me anything about this walkout.
You should have just known that we were trying to walk out.
How?
I was texting you and tweeting.
You texted me at the very end of the night.
Right,
but you weren't tweeting.
I mean, let's put it this way: there's a lot of chaos between what was happening because
right.
we were trying to escape from them. Because A, it's not that we don't like other people.
Right.
They weren't very. They weren't, like, necessarily fun, nor were they accommodating, and they kept stealing our drinks. We're like, who are these guys? Why do we want to hang out
with them? See, I don't have an issue with them drinking our alcohol at that point. At the wine bar, I don't have an issue with that. They could drink whatever they want. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we got to be hospitable. But the fact is, like, then they took that to the next bar we went to.
They did.
And, like, oh, we're part of this group. You don't just take someone's drink.
Right. Or they should have bought a round after or something. They should have done something, basically.
Even if you're best friends with the guy, if there's a drink on the bar, you have to verify that.
You gotta ask.
You don't just take a drink.
You have to be invited. Yeah.
Don't do that.
I don't think you should do it.
No.
All right, let's move on. So aside from the alcohol and sort of being invited over and all this sort of stuff, we clearly did not stage a walkout. We went to this club with them. And then there were a lot of inappropriate things even happening at the club.
Right.
They had this one friend who was the creepiest guy I've ever known, seen, been around.
Pretty creepy, yeah.
And he kept on hovering not only over our girls, but also over me.
Guys. And the guys. I was hovered over.
And to the point where I needed all girls to save me, because I'd be looking over my right shoulder and there he would be.
I did a lot of dodging. I moved a lot when he came. He moved, like it wasn't dancing, he would just walk towards you, stand next to you, and just...
And he doesn't talk to you, he's just standing near you.
Yeah, like bumping.
He was a lurker.
Yeah.
He's very creepy. And the other thing is that he started to sort of like make his way hitting on all the girls, but not hitting on, because he would just go stand near them and stare at them.
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't talk.
He wouldn't talk.
Yeah.
And you noticed this.
I didn't notice this. You I only found this. All this out today. I didn't notice any of this yesterday at all.
Now, why didn't you notice it?
Well, I two reasons, really. One, I was a little bit drunk.
Pre-blackout.
I didn't black out last night.
Good.
A little drunk, and I was hanging out with my friend.
Okay.
Now so I didn't really notice any of this.
Actually. Let's talk about that hanging out with your friend. Because he was hitting on you. We can all agree. He's trying to spit some game. And let's not, you know, I just met this guy. I don't know who he is. He doesn't know me. I'm your brother. I'm saying 3 feet away. He's, like, trying to, like, hump you. I'm 3 feet away. I had to, like...
True.
No, he see. Wasn't.
I mean, there...
Right. He did.
There was a lack of tact within the group. Among the group.
Including
especially
friend.
Him. The guy, you know, like, you don't do that.
Really?
In front of your brother. No.
No.
You don't do it.
He's lucky I'm not bigger. I would have punched him.
But I feel like...
or hired somebody bigger to punch him.
So run. You're saying because John was there, basically, it
that's
he
the cherry on top
known.
With any guy friend. He didn't.
I don't know if I necessarily
well,
agree with that.
Well, I mean, he did a lot of inappropriate things, I feel like.
I agree.
But more in terms of his friends.
Yeah.
No.
Or him himself.
Well, I mean, the fact that he brought his friends.
Right. We already.
Just kind of.
Yes, that was established.
Yeah.
Really? But about with him also?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
See, but that's the thing. You were too drunk to notice.
Oh, so am I going to find this out now?
Yeah. What kind of things?
Yeah, tell me.
Touching.
Touching.
Inappropriate touching. Can
touching.
I say that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
And, like, yeah, just, like, the vicinity thing. Like, if I'm, like, hitting on a girl and I know that her twin brother is standing, like, right next... I'm not going to do what he did. You don't do that.
Plus six of her other guy friends.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Yeah. Six other guy friends.
It's just a weird
brother,
situation.
Yeah. And he was sort of like, every time you would sort of be dancing within our mini circle, he'd like come in and kind of get down a little bit. He's not a good dancer, A. So that was just disturbing.
Let's get that clear.
At one point, you went to the bathroom or something, and he's standing there jumping up and down like a crazy person. And he elbowed one of our other girls through this jumping up and down process.
Wow.
And I'm like, what are you getting so excited for?
Watch the elbows.
Yeah.
Be careful.
And I mean, I was a little ashamed to be a Yang because you encouraged this sort of, like, inappropriateness.
Oh, you think I encouraged it?
Well, you encouraged it by not discouraging it.
Well, because I didn't think it was inappropriate. Like, I didn't find it inappropriate at all.
Let's say, so if a guy at a club or a bar grabbed your ass, would you think that's inappropriate?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
That happened last mm-hmm. night. See, but that's the thing. That's the alcohol. That's...
I'm pretty sure he didn't grab my ass last night.
He did.
Hmm.
It was so awkwardly obvious that, like, I noticed it. Like, people, like, John noticed it.
I didn't notice because I didn't look, because I really didn't want to look. Cause it's very disturbing. I don't want to see somebody hitting on you.
Hmm.
But I heard about it.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't know that happened. I mean, I feel like...
Don't drink, kids.
Yeah.
I'm like,
stay away from the alcohol. Bad things happen.
I mean, the thing is, I actually wasn't even that drunk.
Okay, anyway, the point is that...
But anyways, yes.
There were a lot of red flags raised.
Okay. I guess what I'm saying is, I thought most of the red flags raised were about his friends. But
well,
now I'm learning
it reflects
basically
on,
all
it
of
reflects
them.
On him,
exactly.
Too, though. To think that, oh, I could bring five random dudes, well, not random, it's friends,
yeah,
to a group setting,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay. To think that,
mm-hmm.
That's a huge red flag.
And then sort of be tag-alongs the entire time.
Yeah.
And to also take advantage of our courtesy.
Yeah.
And then to hit on my sister. And not only that, his other friend is trying to hit on all other girls we're with. Which, and I feel like, we could have really done some more. Now that in retrospect, I feel like we could have maybe been like, hey, like, stop bothering our girls. But the thing is, I was so afraid of this guy that I didn't want to talk to him at all.
Right.
You know, I mean...
Yeah.
I think we could have done more. Do you think we should have stepped in somewhere and said...
No.
No.
So, I mean, what would you have said?
Yeah, what's
like,
the point?
Stop lurking? Like, stop standing so close to our girls? Like, what would you
or
want
just
to say?
Me. Stop standing so close to me.
Can we talk about the flannel he was wearing? We need to clearly describe.
Let's
this
do it
because to we have to. What? If you had a word to describe what he was wearing, this flannel.
It would be early 90s flannel.
Yes.
Versus early now flannel.
Clearly. Clearly. Color.
Red.
It was like black. I thought it was black.
I thought it was black and white, to my recollection.
It was a color that you would not see on anyone. It's all I saw last night, pretty much.
I don't think this it was flannel. Actually the color. I think it was just the shirt itself, basically.
It was overwhelming.
He was everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to be a girl. Flannel
just like floating all around the bar. It's like,
oh my.
It's really very terrible because the thing is, I think that especially nowadays, that you have to respect that sort of space. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's how we evaluate guys. When we first meet a guy, and he immediately is trying to hit on people or kind of do that scamming girls, like, we don't like that.
No, I agree. But, I mean, I guess my thing is with him basically, like, standing so close, like, I feel like maybe he just doesn't know. Because it's not like he was standing close, you know, to just the girls because he was trying to hit on them. He was basically standing close to everybody. So which makes me think he doesn't know that.
I totally disagree because when you saw his face while he was leering at certain girls, he would be like standing there leering at them to the point where his face was like, whoa, like, calm down there, buddy.
The leering, yes, but I'm saying like the standing close to.
Yeah.
Because he was standing close to you guys as well. It's not like he was trying to hit on you guys.
Well, he couldn't.
Well.
I was well protected.
Right. Got you, man.
By my
phalanx of men, I was protected at all times. Yeah. But I mean, here's the thing. Like, the thing that I always notice about creepy guys sometimes is that creepy guys will take the opportunity when a girl's drunk to slip their arm around their waist. You know, and to do that kind of thing. Yes.
Oh, he did?
Well, yeah.
A little quick hand grab, a quick, you know, quick sneak around the
waist.
But
the thing is, like, you didn't really do anything to hinder it.
Not that you, like, back to my friend now.
Well, yeah. You didn't, like, provoke it, but, like, you didn't say, like, oh, stop.
Were you interested in him?
Yeah, but, I mean, I wasn't trying to stop, I guess.
Why?
It didn't bother me.
Here's the thing. I think what we're trying to do here is have an intervention about...
I sense this intervention, and...
Is this what's happening right now?
I mean it's fluid.
You know, they do say intervention is the element of surprise.
Yeah,
we'll surprise you right
certainly,
now.
Certainly working.
How do you think she should behave? Give her some tips on, like, what to do. Like, what...
I think simply, first of all, were you interested in that?
I mean, I think it's one thing if some guy was trying to do this and I wanted him to stop. I feel like I definitely know how to stop it.
Right.
But I guess my point is
I don't think you necessarily wanted to keep doing it. I mean, did you like him?
Like, you didn't mind
You didn't
it.
Like this guy.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
So then
you,
so I don't
you
understand
didn't
what the
mind
big
it
issue
in the
is.
Sense that, oh, like, we're friends, this is a normal friend thing. Or that you didn't mind it because, oh, I might be interested in this guy.
I'd say the latter.
Oh, really? You interested in this guy?
I don't know. But what I'm saying is
that's
basically...
You need
yeah,
to
that's what
make
I'm
your
saying.
Standards higher.
I mean, I feel like the friendship that we've had has always been sort of like a very...
Touchy feeling.
Kind of, no, definitely not.
Awkward.
Kind of like a
slimy.
like a you know, like casual, like flirty type relationship.
That's even more awkward because if you guys were in this flirty sort of relationship, why you bring four guys with you to meet up with this girl? Like, what's gonna happen?
See,
right?
Well, that's like
he didn't bring. I mean, I think you guys are kind of blowing on proportions. Like, he brought three guys, and I feel like part of the reason why is
three guys, but one guy was. Around so much, he felt like two. So we're going to say five.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But, right. I mean, I don't think it's... I mean, I was expecting him to maybe roll out with, like, one guy at least, right? Because
yeah.
I don't really expect him to come out by himself.
That makes sense,
and
yeah.
It's not like I've hung out with him so many times to where we're that close to being friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the quality of the guys that he brought
yeah.
that made it difficult for us.
Yeah, I mean, I actually, you know... I think it's the quality. I actually don't think it was, like, horrible that he brought out three guys and didn't say anything to me about it. A little weird, awkward, sure, but I didn't think it was, like, such a big faux pas that it was, like, a definite, like...
Do you think that he expected more girls to be there. So that, or maybe less guys. Say that, oh, well, if these guys come, then it'll be perfect.
Oh.
Maybe he thought you were hanging out with girls. More girls.
Could be.
Like girls' night out.
Could be, yeah. Maybe. It's true.
Because it, had, I mean, he, I didn't tell had he known that it was going to be a sausage fest to begin with,
he right. probably In our defense, gone. We had three girls, okay?
Well, so yeah. I'm just saying.
But
yeah.
our ratio was very
Yeah, the ratio
high.
Was, yeah.
Actually, yeah, that's a good point. Maybe.
George, I think what we're saying is that...
I need to get some better taste than men.
Yes. that goes without saying. I think the other thing is that, speaking for myself and mom, that I think that you need to have a boundary and a barrier between what you're actually sort of doing with these guys and to see if you're leading them on in a particular way or like, hey, this is not appropriate right now, like... Maybe, you know, grab my ass later when my brother's not around.
Right.
Well, okay, so for that, I didn't think it would be... I don't think it's that big of an issue that you were there at all.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
To me, I don't think that's an issue.
I mean, I've seen it before, it's true.
Well, no, not just that, but I mean, it's like, we've hung out before when you've brought girls out and I'm there, and you guys are like...
And you get so weird about it.
Yeah, but I don't get upset at the girl about it. Like I don't say like, oh, it's the girl should, you know,
oh,
be
see,
respectful because I'm standing there.
I
just get weirded out because, you know, it's in front of me, but I don't think it's like the responsibility of the girl, really.
Okay. I don't like the way this is turning. So let's turn this conversation back around.
Okay.
Do you have any like take home tips? What do you think? What should we say? What do you want to say?
I think caution needs to be taken when you're meeting with a different group of friends, let's say like merging of groups.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be care taken.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just bring people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to bring the right people, the right amount of people. They can't be rude. You got to pay
more than a dollar.
Yes, more than a dollar.
Pay $20.
Just think about who you're bringing to the party.
Okay, I would like to just say in rebuttal to that, I agree, but what I'm saying is I invited one person out.
Oh, I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay.
General.
I'm actually talking about your friend.
Oh, all right. Maybe I.
Had he come by himself,
cool.
Whatever. We wouldn't even be having this discussion.
Yeah.
Well, we would. Maybe
but,
not.
But
not
for
this.
A different reason, right?
Not in front
but
of you.
But an entirely
yeah.
different topic.
Different conversation.
I guess maybe what I'll do is I'll take this as a learning opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But to be honest.
Stop defending it. What are you going
to
learn?
I'm not trying to defend it. But basically what I'm saying is that I feel like we should be able to invite people out. And, you know, like our group of friends last night were all really close. And so I feel like we should be able to be at the point where we're allowed to bring out like a person or two and basically sort of expect everyone to just suck it up for a night if needed.
That's true.
You know, like if you bring them out, it doesn't turn out as you expect, but the thing is we're all such good friends that basically we should be able to just put up with it for a couple hours.
Just bring girls. That'll be
no help.
That would help.
That's all
yes.
I need to do.
Yes.
Girls.
That will be my takeaway from this. I'll befriend more girls.
Yes.
Cute girls.
Yes.
Invite them out.
Single girls.
Single girls as well.
Single girls.
Done. That will be my objective for
great.
Like 2010.
Great. I'm glad we
have...
That sounds good.
Glad we have this talk.
It's a great intervention, guys. Wait.
You're
welcome. I like the way
I'm
this is going.
Girls.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming.
No, thank you.
Thank
John,
you.
This is great. You do this all night.